Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a plan to reduce recidivism in the state. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio has 9 reentry courts, mandated programs that assist people leaving prison for the wider world. They're meant to help formerly incarcerated people transition back to normal life and prevent them from going back to prison. A statewide task force is looking at how to improve them and expand them across the state. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us to the longest-running one in Richland County for a look at how they work.
2 people are graduating from Judge Phil Nomhoff's reentry court today.
All right, then, at this time, we present you the certificate in recognition of your achievement completing the requirements to graduate.
They step up to the podium in the center of the room to grab a certificate. Each of them gets the chance to share advice to their fellow classmates, other formerly incarcerated people who are required to come to this reentry court in Mansfield each month.
I'll go to work at home. That's it.
That's my life.
Nomhoff spends the rest of the day checking in on the progress of formerly incarcerated residents of Richland County, like John Powell. He got out of prison 3 months ago. Powell has been incarcerated 3 times and has spent 12 and a half years in prison. In that time, he's missed many of his 4 kids' birthdays and the death of 3 of his sisters. He hopes reentry court will ensure he doesn't spend any more of his life in a cell.
I look forward to coming here sometimes, for real. I do, because I find myself drifting away, and then if I find myself back in here, then reality hit me like, you can't do that. You know, so I like it. Some people don't, I do.
It's this kind of buy-in from participants that makes or breaks the year-long program, says Judge Brent Robinson. He runs the other reentry court in Richland County.
We have a common goal and a common interest in seeing you never go back to prison again.
Housing, employment, mental health, and substance use are all huge barriers to reentry. Robinson says courts like this help people navigate those barriers. Without any guidance, he says many people land back in the criminal justice system. Nearly a third of Ohioans return to prison within 3 years of being released.
They have no structure, they have no assistance, and they're just being thrown back into society, and basically it's sink or swim.
Robinson says it helps keep participants accountable. The courts connect them with organizations that can help them get jobs, get mental health treatment, get housing.
Because there's reasons why you went the first time. There has to be reasons, so we need to address those reasons and try to fix things so you don't go back.
There's not much data on the efficacy of reentry courts. About 70% of the Richland County participants graduate, and Robinson says the vast majority don't reoffend. But recidivism rates in the county aren't lower than the state average.
The question is if we don't have the data, do we stop doing it? We just know that if we don't have supportive services, they are coming back.
That's Sharon Kennedy, the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court. She leads a task force aimed at figuring out what's working and what's not in reentry courts, both in Ohio and across the country.
They're now charged with going out and finding the best services that are evidence-based in order for us to apply it here in Ohio.
Kennedy believes the courts are worth it. That's exactly why she wants the research, so they can make them as effective as possible. After that, hopefully they'll be able to increase the number of those courts in the state, and with it, resources for the formerly incarcerated.
They have paid a debt to society, and that's done. They're entitled to live the life restored, and we should be doing everything possible to making them successful.
In the meantime, reentry courts are making a difference on an individual level for Ohioans like Powell. He says without it, he'd probably be back in prison.
I said, that's not my life no more. I don't want that no more. They can have that. I'm moving forward. I ain't moving back and not looking back.
Instead, he's focused on his family. He says the desire to be with them will carry him to graduation day. In Mansfield, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.